I'm Jeremy Meanley, and I was born in Melton Constable in May Villa, and then I moved down to Grove House. This was in 1938, and went to school in Norfolk, in Thornage, in fact, Leatherhead, to be precise. Then went to Gresham's, then on to Cambridge, and then ended up to Guy's Hospital in London. Then came back here and worked in Norwich for 3 or 4 years before taking up the practice here again as a GP. I was married by then, and we were single-handed for, 6 years. Well, I was born, we moved into Grove House. And then, of course, it was Second World War. And I can remember, it was still very grubby there, very dirty, with all the trains running up at the top. And
your mother said she had to wash her curtains every week.
It was very dirty.
Smoky, really, wasn't it? Sooty.
Yeah, smoky and sooty.
Did your father ever talk about people having chest complaints from all the smoke and soot?
No, I don't think we'd define that very well.
Did you travel by train yourself?
Train. Obviously we had a car available to us all through the war with petrol coupons and stuff. But we never did go that far. I mean, I remember going on the train occasionally through to Sheringham and on from there, but not a lot. I mean, we did go far. I mean, because I remember my father getting a problem with a patient in the middle of winter once. And I don't know exactly when, but it was during the wartime. And they couldn't get through to Norwich to get him to hospital because he needed an operation. So the lads down in Bristol, in Melton, fired up an engine and put him on the
foot plate.
Yes, and took him up to Norwich to poverty, because I remember on that day we were in Folsom with my uncle, who was a GP in Folsom. My father and Sydney had joined together to join practices. And it was obviously, because I remember coming back, and roughly opposite where the water tower is, there was a blooming great hole. And as you say, there'd been things flying around there. And the one casualty was my friend Melvin's father, was it?
No, grandfather.
Grandfather, yes. And he had got a piece of shrapnel that I believe had gone through his chest and killed him, yes.
Actually, and they had apprentice schemes, and
I mean, when you think about it, for instance, the crossing gates, level crossing gates on the way on, where are they? Gunthorpe, isn't it?
Yes.
There was the house, which is quite a nice little bungalow, and the gatehouse with the winder for opening and closing. I think it had a winder, no, perhaps it was manual, but it had some levers for the, and the wife had the house, which was rent free, and she looked after the trains coming up and